These are actually some educational hashtags, so these are some things that you could follow.
Kim Boyd is teaching a dozen or so attentive middle school instructors how to teach with Twitter. In a small Arlington Convention Center room, Boyd tells them, find your topic, find some hashtags on that topic.
And so you could have Twitter time. It'd be a great engage activity at the beginning of the period.
Boyd specializes in education technology at the Fort Bend School District in the Houston suburbs. She likes Twitter because that's where the kids are.
This is how they learn. This is what they do all the time. They're on social media. This is what they spend their free time in. So to bring that in the education world, you can tap into that interest and get them engaged in what they're doing. Then, you know, that's three-fourths of the battle.
Lorenzo Young agrees. The senior attends Keys Learning Center in Euless.
People, that's what they do in class. Tweet, tweet, tweet. You know, so I think that'd be a very great idea, but I've yet to, you know, meet a teacher that, you know, tweet, you know, about that type of stuff.
Waxahachie Middle School math teacher Chris McDaniel is ready to get his digital feet wet.
I'm thinking about it because kids are always on Twitter, and anything technology will be able to get them more focused into what we're doing in class.
McDaniel figures he'll use Twitter the same way other teachers and school districts use it, to post quizzes, tests, homework assignments, and other calendar events. But he's not sure it'll work in his math class. Boyd's teaching colleague, Kay Cole, has suggestions.
I could put a question up. What's the next step in this math problem? What would you think is the first step in this math problem to get them to look at it?
The Sugarland instructor offers teachers some basic tips for using Twitter. First, make sure your school allows it. Some may not. Many Twitter sites consider kids 13 and under too young. For them, Cole likes fake Twitter pages available online. They can be projected on a class wall, and students can suggest posts or write them on a strip of paper and tape them up. Or, Kay Cole says, the teacher can add some student posts to his or her own Twitter feed.
So that they can go on and feel like they're tweeting, even though they really are not. If I, as a teacher, can bring it into my classroom, even to share what those the outside people know, you know, using it also in that classroom, because, you know, looking at and just enthralled just because you're using it within what you are teaching.
San Antonio Middle School teacher Theo Reisinger started using Twitter in his science class this year after first checking with parents. Now, he says, about 60 kids follow him, and so do a lot of parents.
Mostly I'm just kind of posting interesting stuff I find so that kids can see stuff that's going on, and I do Discovery, NASA, some stuff like that, and tweet interesting stuff that pertains to class, but it's really, this is what we did in class today, and this is kind of what's upcoming, and there's some school news, stuff like that. If you learn to use it and teach your kids to use it, you can get a lot of mileage out of it, you know, the bang for the buck.
Reisinger says it's fun, too, partly because it's new. But he wonders if it'll be cool when the newness wears off. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.